After almost a decade of debate, planning, and cost overruns, the widened Panama Canal is scheduled to open June 27th. The shift of cargo from the West Coast to the East Coast is expected to carry millions of dollars into Atlantic port cities. Many port cities have been making major investments to prepare for more traffic with bigger ships. The work includes dredging deeper shipping channels, installing larger cranes, and expanding container yards. In early 2016, the Port of Baltimore began dredging 206 million cubic yards of the harbor to deepen shipping channels using a maintenance contract from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Baltimore is one of only two eastern U.S. ports with a 50-foot shipping channel and a 50-foot container berth, allowing it to accommodate some of the largest container ships in the world. Closer to the Midwest than any other East Coast port, the Port of Baltimore is within an overnight drive of one-third of the nation's population. The Port of Baltimore plays a vital role in Maryland's economy, generating nearly $3 billion in annual wages and salaries, as well as supporting nearly 14,000 direct jobs and 127,000 jobs connected to port work. In 2015, the port also generated more than $310 million in taxes and serves over 50 ocean carriers, making nearly 1,800 annual visits. In its fourth century as an active seaport, the Port of Baltimore is an integral part of our history, and with the expansion of the Panama Canal, it continues to be an important part of our future. This is Laura Gamble with PNC Bank.